Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Oh, yes, another day that our Lord has made. Another day to hustle and shine. Another day to live in your purpose. Brian B. shining live from the Brown and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 89. Currently, it is some rain showers, so grab that umbrella on the way out the crib. It's currently 78 in the town.
Heidi! What's up?
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Taco Tuesday / National Milk Chocolate Day?
Oh, two of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Keep me away from that.
Yeah.
I am so glad to see you.
I'm back.
Glad you're back. Yes, thank you. We got Stacey Shaw. She ain't singing the blues, but she knows the law. Coming up at 7:50.
And, of course, TMG goes down at your 23s. More celebs are reacting to LeBron James going to Philly. Still mad about that. Remy Ma shares why she's the perfect girl in an HBCU. Sparks debates around bonnets and durags.
Your motivation on the way in 10 minutes. D, give me some street tacos.
Okay.
Steak me down, please.
Ball. The meats, okay. See how you feeling this morning.
Because it is Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Sometimes drastic action is necessary, and it does get results, but it can quickly burn you out. When it's possible, and that's most of the time, aim for an approach that's highly sustainable, what you're willing and able to do every day, month after month, for long stretches, ends up being immensely powerful. In addition to looking ahead when contemplating your actions, visualize yourself looking back on them. Imagine this a year from now, and think of what you'll be thankful for having done consistently, repeatedly. By all means, jump into action when you're motivated to do so. Just make sure not to jump so fast and furiously that you can't keep yourself motivated to continue. Go ahead and feel 100% of the intensity generated by your motivation. Then remind yourself to portion it out over time so it doesn't get used up all at once. Create steady, sustainable, positive energy and actions in the direction of your objectives. Focus on what you're able to continue doing again and again, and you'll generate the power to do great things. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:23 on your time. It is a high of 89. Currently, it is 76, light rain in Top City. Singer Kelly Rowland is redefining what wellness looks like, and she shared that she cut off this one thing a year ago.
I stopped drinking. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I miss my white wine, but I feel good. I don't feel as groggy because I remember having a glass. The next day, I was like, why is this day so hard? Oh, my brain fog.
Yep. Hey, so I quit drinking hard liquor. That was Memorial Day. 2020.
Peep the hard liquor.
Hard liquor. Because I'll still drink a brew.
Yeah.
I'll drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bunch. Couple. Not a whole six pack or nothing like that.
Uh-huh.
But seriously.
So when we see you at the White Linen Party with a with a whole, what's those things called? The bucket of ice?
Oh,
with a bunch of them stacked in?
Oh, yeah. yeah, nah, I ain't doing all that.
Okay,
I got you. You know, it was a number one thing that I think made me feel so much better mm-hmm. every day was stopping that drinking, boy. Yeah. And I know it's hard for some folks because, you know, that's a part of social life sometimes.
It's always something to celebrate. You look up, it's like another birthday, it's another success. It's like, oh my God.
Somebody told me every day somebody's celebrating failure. Another subject for another day. Another subject, another failure. Anyway.
Shout out to the OG that said that.
No, but seriously though, you will be amazed at how much better you'll feel every single day mm-hmm. when you stop that drinking, man.
Yeah. I'm gonna take it a step further. I know a lot of people ain't gonna feel me on this. I think kicking drugs and liquor is a thing that makes you feel different. But that's only from my personal experience, because I'm not really versed with either one like that.
So. How you doing?
Moving on, Remy Ma breaks down why she is the perfect girl.
What?
I watch football, I watch basketball, I watch boxing, I watch baseball. Like, not just watch it. Like, I know. Oh, you sell drugs? Great. I got you. I know how much this, how much you need to weigh. I might even have a mean connect for you. Like, oh, you're into guns. What did you know? I love that. Like, anything that guys like and love, I like and love it too.
She playfully added more things to it, but, you know, shout out to Remy.
Yeah, the perfect woman that'll lead you to charges.
Yikes.
Excuse me? What? That makes you... Okay. I see where she's coming from. And I know.
Hell, you get it.
It's a little silly conversation.
I mean, this is a 46-year-old woman from the Bronx.
I was being a little too serious right there. My bad, y'all. Okay.
She likes to get mad.
I was about to get into it.
Because you know how to take care of black men's health. That's what you was going to take
I was going to go down there. But no, brother. Okay. You like to do what men do. Okay, cool. Thank you.
And a lot of men like that, at least what they say online. So there's that.
That's fascinating to me.
I'm up hustling, shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. It's the one and only Murphy Lee. St. Louis is on St. Lunatic. You know what it is. You see me.
D, where you been, huh? Huh? You been missing in action?
You know, I had to take a little trip, take care of some things, be with the family. My mom got baptized over the weekend. And she was just celebrating her birthday, too. So that was a big deal for her. Like, she wanted to do it. Her pastor and first lady flew in town to personally baptize her. So that was, like, the big part of the weekend I just spent back home in St. Louis. And then, of course, I went to a Cardinals game, which was fun as an adult to experience.
Did they lose?
I went to a couple.
They lost.
The game I lost. I left before. So I'm one of them black people that I leave at like around the seventh inning because it's starting to get busy. Wow. Now, hear me out. Lord, at that point, I'm starting to take my own pictures. So it's eighth inning, ninth inning. But I was like headed out because I hate to be caught in the crowd.
Okay.
The next day they won, though. It was BTA.
You feel me?
But shout out to the MLB teams that are 50 wins and up. Big love.
See y'all. She want to start some smoke this morning.
What did I do?
Hello.
That's okay. I'll get to you off air. Glad to have you back, man. Shout out to J-Dub. She tapped in with me yesterday. We had a little
love
fun.
That.
Mayor Lucas, he was busy on the golf course.
Okay.
He couldn't tap in yesterday, so I was missing both of y'all, too. You know, glad to have you back, though.
Well, yeah.
Love to see that cabbage patch smile you have with those bright, beautiful, pearly teeth that Deanna has.
Shout out to the cousins on the street right now. Look, the face ain't done yet. Just woke up. So give me a minute.
Oh, I got this video I need to post to you when you doing the baby hairs. Man, I got my baby hair song.
You feel me?
It's a baby hair song?
It's a baby hair song I made up on the spot.
When are you going to post this?
Maybe later today.
Okay.
What's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast, and I am the founder of the OG Network, and I'm rolling with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, the wife of Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy was shot, and this was late Sunday night at the couple's home in Virginia, according to ESPN. ESPN reporter Nate Taylor wrote yesterday morning that Mia Bieniemy, 57, she was hospitalized after that incident in Virginia, and it involved their son, allegedly. According to dispatchers, the woman matching the age of Mia Bieniemy had been shot in the chest. Mm. The victim was conscious at the time, however, was struggling to breathe. Dispatch audio also states that the victim was shot by her son. Mm. So the records
Loudoun County jail records in Virginia show that Elijah Zion Bienemy, 27, was taken into custody Monday on offenses including malicious wounding and use of a firearm and a felony. So this is devastating because first off, you know, not thinking about work, like forget the Chiefs and football at this point. Right, yeah, I got to go be with my wife.
Absolutely.
If I'm thinking about if I'm Eric Bieniemy, and it's like, what do I do with my son? How do I feel about him at this point? Like, you trying to, what are you?
There's clearly more than we, you know, don't know if, with that situation, if that is the truth, which is what sources are saying. So that's a whole nother conversation. I mean, I know that they said she was in serious condition. I saw a report say, as you mentioned, if she was shot in the chest, you can imagine how serious that could be. So just sending prayers to their entire family and that she will recover.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Elena Page, with the next page. And I'm up this morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Love to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. Love and appreciate you for listening in every day, as well as the cousins that's tapping in on the stream. We missed you. Thank God Deanna's back to tap in with the stream. And also, you're out riding around, get it the old school way, whether you're out on 71, yeah, 435, let's see, Berry Road and I-29, 635 and North KC, whether you're on 119th and I-35 and Olathe or 87th and I-35, wherever you are, however you're doing it, thank you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call. Only your Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Shout out to our cousins in the comment section. Big love to Coachella, Sim, Stacey Davis. Appreciate the love. And big love to Avila University. They always be tapped in.
Love y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Big love to them. On the text line that's coming through, shout out to Amy sending a shout out to Big Daddy Ray. Hope you have an amazing day, boo. Two exclamation points. I know that's right.
All right, now.
You see what's going on.
Somebody got cracked.
Yikes. Good morning, cousins from Carmen Nard, Ricky Cartier Foster, a great son, Grinding, Anastasia Jackson said, happy Tuesday. Hey, cousin. George Campos, big love to you. Also, Rich Harris said, happy Taco Tuesdays. Shout out to Rich himself for getting this Hoops for Hope basketball tournament ready August 7th. Oh, yeah, we need to tap in with that. What you got going on? You need a Hustle and Shine appearance? Let us know. Shout out to all the teachers, too, that are enjoying their last couple of weeks of slight
time
freedom.
For y'all to get back to it.
Yeah, it's almost that time. And a happy birthday to somebody's Neo. Bria loves you. Happy birthday.
Neo season.
Hey. Look,
they said Neo, man. Neo.
It's Leo season. Okay.
You say something near the word and they just take it to a whole new life. It's crazy.
You know it.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
724 on your time, high of 89. Currently, it is 78 at UMKC. All parents, we need you to chime in on this conversation. 816-900-4103. Cardi B says, when it comes to her sons, if they get somebody pregnant, this is how she's going to respond.
If my sons ever tell me that they have a girl pregnant, it will be the day that you will have to get the fuck out of my house. And it's not because I'm mean. It's because once you make grown man decisions, you have to be a man.
Understand what she's saying. I get it. And to a point, I'm with her on it. But in this day and age, we got to keep our families together. We got to keep our generations intact.
I miss the anti-coddle.
What you mean?
Remember how we had the conversation like a couple weeks ago about coddling kids and not actually reprimanding or holding people accountable?
Yeah.
I feel like this leans into that. I get what you're saying, too.
It to me, it's about the babies at this point. Yeah,
for sure.
You need to be a man and get yourself together. But
get out on your own.
The baby's best environment would be to be around the entire family at that point if they're young and they happen to have a young father.
Like, yeah.
I just think that the more family that you surround them with, the better off that they'll be.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, as her being a grandparent, she'll be marvelous at that.
Oh, God. Lee, don't.
What? what?
Cardi B a grandparent?
Ow. Well, when the time comes. I mean, her kids are what, like toddlers ish around that? So I think that makes sense too. I do think it's different too. Like, I wouldn't necessarily kick out my daughter for. Because it's different, of course. You're carrying the child.
Is that a double standard I'm hearing?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. You're carrying the child versus you being a man. And now it's like you have to provide for your new family. So you need to go out and get it because that's the thing. So, yeah, absolutely.
It's girl, what's going on?
Switching over to Tuskegee University, HBCU over in Alabama. They're sparking debate online after announcing a new dress code that bans bonnets and do-rags in the classroom and cafeteria. Now, the university says they are introducing these stricter rules on classroom attendance as well and cell phone usage. But the goal isn't to punish students, but to help prepare them for the workforce after graduation. How do we feel about this?
Talked about this a little bit yesterday, and it... I the older I get, the more I don't like bonnets in public. I used to didn't have a problem with it, but there's a sense of
you left the house looking like this.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that was perfect. Yeah, looking like an unmade bed. You look like you just got out of bed.
Yeah,
and do you really? Really, seriously, want to represent yourself like that?
Yeah.
Not here in the moment, because in the moment, obviously, you do and you don't care.
Yeah.
But think about yourself 5 to 7 years from now, and you think and you're gonna think about your old self.
Some people still might not care.
Some people won't, and they're still in the matrix. Mm. But the ones that get up out of that mindset, and you'll look back at yourself, and you'll be like, I look like a fool. Seriously, you will. And that's fine because that's called growth.
Growth.
Looks good on you. We all have time and room.
That
would
have been a perfect drop the mic if I didn't have some 2 cents to add.
we need your 2 cents.
But what I was gonna say is I agree with what you're saying. And I think that with us, as far as the black community and our culture, sometimes we die on the wrong hill. And we know bonnets.
God, D, hit on that.
We know bonnets and do-rags are part of our culture. And we love it. And I love it. But it's a line of just you feeling like, okay, this is an environment where I'm going to wear it, and then this is not. And I think that's the part is like, we're not anti-black saying that you can't wear your bonnet and your do-rag, and that's not a part of our culture. It's just a matter of, are these certain environments that you need to be doing it in? And it does come off as an unmade bed sometimes. You on the way to your airport? I get it. Okay. But these other places...
Stop.
It's not the hill to die on.
Do-rags too. Not just, I don't want to focus in on bonnets. Just do-rags too. If y'all got something to say about this, this is a good conversation I want to continue. 816-540-1033. 816-540-1033. Tap in on this conversation. We want to hear from you, cousins.
I get where they're coming from. But at the same time, in the real world, when you're paying for something, they can't. Usually people don't tell you how to dress and how to present yourself. Like, you're paying the university, so you should be able to dress however you want to. I get that they're trying to prepare you for the real world and everything, but in the real world, if I have a housemaid come to my house, they're not going to tell me to dress professionally because I'm paying them, not the other way around.
So you're saying money talks, huh?
Well, I'm saying you're paying the university. The university is not paying you. It'd be different if it was the actual job where they're paying you to come. You should dress professionally.
Okay, but you don't think that there's a sense of maybe professionalism that should go on around the campus that maybe the kids or the young adults should kind of get used to when they go into the workforce?
I mean, yeah, but it's school. I mean, like, you know, mind you, some of them are still teenagers going into college, and they dress like that in high school, too, sometimes. But they maybe just tell them, like, not wear it to certain classes that are geared toward the workforce, like if you're, like, going into be nursing or something like that. But if you're just doing a math class...
It should be cool.
It shouldn't really... Yeah, it shouldn't really matter.
What's your name, cousin?
My name is Diamond.
Thank you so much for sharing, Diamond.
Thank you.
You have a good day. Put that bonnet on, girl.
She said it's on. All right. Bye. Good morning, cousin. Go ahead with your comment. Thank you for holding.
I think it's a time and place for things. I think when we look back at our history, we didn't see our grandmothers and mothers wearing bonnets and hair scarves outside of the house. And I think they should do away with the pajamas as well.
Ooh, the pajamas is a good point. Mm. It's a lot of that going around. And as somebody that's still in their 20s, I still don't understand that.
Yes, I'm in my 40s, and it's a shame when I see people out in public and at work with bonnets on. I think it's very distasteful.
What's your name, cousin?
Shauna.
Yeah, we know you don't play, Shauna.
Take that bonnet off.
That's right. Take it off.
Shauna going to snatch it off your head. Show them braids underneath.
Oh, Meek Mills.
Have a good one.
You too.
Stacy Shaw, she knows the law. Good morning, Stacy. What you got?
Good morning. I'm going to be going over abandonment and divorce. We'll be right back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacy Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
It is the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacy Shaw. She knows the law. Stacy, what you got?
Good morning. Today we're going to be going over a topic that I have been asked about several times in the last couple of weeks, and it is what to do if a spouse abandons you. This is actually addressed in the statutes. I looked it up for you all. And abandonment, if you look at it in 452.130, it allows you, if you've been abandoned by your spouse and you have children, to ask the court to award spousal maintenance. That's like alimony. So payments that your spouse has to pay to you, and child support. You can do that by filing a petition with the court. Now, conversely, and I've heard it on both sides, what if you were the breadwinner and your spouse abandoned you? That is going to be a factor that is considered in the division of your property estate. So when you get married, you have a marital estate. All of the money that you make, all of the property that you acquire, all of the debts that you acquire go into a pot called a marital estate. If the other person abandons the marriage without good cause, that is going to be a factor that the court is going to consider when dividing up all of you all's property. I'm going to be going over this topic at length at 11:30 on KPRT for Faith Justice Victory. This is a complicated topic, and people have been asking me all sorts of questions about it. But if you've got questions, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. Make sure to follow me on social media at Stacy Shaw Law. I love when people DM me. And you can find me online at stacyshawlaw.com. So make sure to tune in at 11:30 on Gospel 1590, because I'm going to be going over this topic more in depth. Thank you so much to everybody that voted for me for Best Attorney for the Kansas City People's Choice Awards. I need to congratulate Attorney Carl Bussey, who won that category. He's been a pillar for decades in Kansas City, so it's very much well-deserved. I am so grateful for everyone who supported me. And thank you so much, Terrell Ray, for giving a platform to so many people that absolutely deserve it. And so until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
This is Bria Berry from KNBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
The Department of Justice is coming down hard on Kansas City, Kansas public schools over transgender student guideline policies. And they are partnering... They partnered with the Department of Justice to initiate the enforcement proceedings. The Department of Education partnered with the Department of Justice. Mm-hmm. And this comes at a time when KC, KPS, and other school districts have been a subject of DOE violations. And they send a letter and they cite recordings in which Dr. Salinas, the KCKPS Assistant Superintendent of Organizational Development, refers to a transgender guideline that another unidentified person calls it a document. According to the letter, Salinas asserts that the guideline is not made available to the school community and is instead safeguarded by certain gatekeepers. And so the Department of Justice says that the district's policies appear to violate FERPA laws, which require schools receiving federal funds to allow parents to inspect and review their children's educational records. To avoid litigation, the Department of Justice is demanding that KCKPS take the following actions within 14 days of the letter that was dated on July 21st. So they got one more week. They want to cease all enforcement of the transgender guideline and any related regulations, guidelines, or practices. They want to evaluate all KCKPS policies, guidelines, and practices to ensure that they protect parents' rights under FERPA. It issues a written directive to all KCKPS staff clarifying that no policy, guideline, or practice may prevent parents from accessing their children's education records. They must provide written confirmation signed by the superintendent of schools and board president that those actions have been completed and produce any versions of the transgender guideline that have been in place since 2017. The letter warns that if KCKPS fails to comply, the United States will file a civil action to enforce FERPA's conditions and seek all other appropriate relief.
Oh, that's a lot. That's why I went to private school. We wouldn't get no funding for the government. That's too much.
Yeah, this is complicated.
When you get money from the government, whether you're a nonprofit, you have to abide by the rules and regulations, regardless of your personal opinions on things. That's the way it goes.
I think parents should definitely have access to whatever information that their kids have.
Yeah, we talked about that before. Yeah,
but this seems to be a little deeper than that, Dean.
Yeah, of course, this is beyond that.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:26 on your time. It is a high of 88, currently 77. Still light rain. Make sure you grab that umbrella in KC mode. More celebrities are reacting to LeBron James joining the Philadelphia 76ers.
Philadelphia, stand the f*** up, Brian, to the Sixers. First and foremost, shouts out to my brother for making the right choice, for making the best choice. The city of brotherly love, it's up.
You couldn't tell that was Kevin Hart. Super excited about that. I can, you can clearly tell in his voice. Reports indicate that LeBron James plans to live at least part-time in New York City, and he is expected to commute to team activities via helicopter.
Don't like that. Don't like that.
But I think he took a pay cut. Of course, he's not doing it for the money, as he made sure he made clear. I think it's like $8 million or something like that from $52 million
LeBron
or so
James,
that he was
LeBron
getting paid
James,
with the
LeBron
Lakers.
James.
Is this the best thing that's happened to Philly since AI walked over Ty Lue?
Nah, they just won. They beat us the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl. about that.
Yeah. So
shout out to Jalen.
Yeah, we gonna get y'all. Don't shout him out. He gets no love on this show. What are you talking about?
It's a big deal.
No,
big deal.
It is a big deal. We lost the Super Bowl to them.
Yeah, but we didn't play. Like, it wasn't even like it was a. We didn't show up. It'd be different if it was like, oh man, it was a nail biter. We weren't there.
They gets no love.
Their bodies were there, but their souls were still in the town. And we gonna redeem ourselves. There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, you can't do that with me.
We ain't worried about that.
Ain't shit you can do with me.
We have two championships with 40. Like, hey, they can have that. Okay, can have that right. The cheese steaks. That's what I'm saying. It's not that big of a deal.
You made me feel bad.
You feel me?
Thanks, D. I appreciate you, man.
I wanted LeBron to go to Miami, but here we are. Whatever. That's the Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Yep.
We here, baby! Leo Caesar!
It is.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
Leo Caesar! Happy birthday to those generous, bold, and protective Leo.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to rapper, singer, songwriter, and instrumentalist. Happy birthday to Afro Man. Send us a birthday love to model, actress, businesswoman, and a former reality star on Nelly's Nellyville. Yeah, it's his ex and the ex of Floyd Money Mayweather. Happy birthday to Chantel Jackson. Sending over a big happy birthday to one of our loyal Hustle and Shine listeners. Happy birthday to Aaron Sparkman over at KCK. Big love to you, family. Enjoy your day. And last but not least, sending over a major happy birthday to actor, entrepreneur, record producer, and rapper. One of the stars that I literally grew up listening to. He was the first to do a lot of things, including have 20 different versions of Crank That. Happy birthday to Soulja Boy. I hope you have a great day.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in Kansas City some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Renee, Jerron Greenfield, and Smooth Black. Happy birthday, Monica Dunlap, Tammy Ranson, and Amy Stroh. Happy Happy birthday, Miyane Shalice, Vicky Bahrain, and Ovi Duncan. Sending birthday love to Michelle Bryant, Markeisha Nicole Dunn, and Brianna Evans. Happy birthday to Juana Tolliver, Lamont McIntyre, and everybody else born on July 28th. Happy birthday on my Leos. Let's celebrate our season.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This Miss Sandy. Come on now.
Oh, God.
Hey, Miss Sandy. What's going on?
This is really
crazy. Hi, Miss Sandy.
Hey, Brian.
What's up, man?
What's up? What you got going on?
Yeah.
He irritating. I know you don't like working with him, bro.
Please, everybody love working with me. Please.
I heard in her voice that she was just like,
please.
Nah, Lord have mercy.
You know, him with Tim, he was hating. He was hating. He was
I am the ultimate teammate whenever you get through.
Well, while y'all doing this back and forth, Miss Cindy, look, you got two tickets on the line for the It's Iconic Tour, TLC,
no
Salt and Pepper, and Invoke.
I got the same one.
Yikes, we know it ain't working.
Same one.
It ain't working.
You ain't helping your case. Look, you want these tickets?
No, I'm not. It's not. It don't work. I smell like weed every day. It don't work.
Do you want these tickets? You want these tickets?
Let's do this.
Salt and Pepper's here, and we're in effect. Want you to push it back.
Hey, Miss Cindy, you get those two tickets. You didn't work hard enough for it. Who gonna be your plus one, though?
You know, I'm taking my daughter. It's her birthday.
All right, Miss Cindy, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning shows hook you up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.